Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Bailey. This is Jose calling in behalf of I'm Still Roofing.
Oh yeah, I just did that thing. I'm not sure if there's anything wrong with my roofing, and I don't know what kind it is. Is asphalt that square crumbly looking stuff? I don't know. But I'm not even sure if anything is wrong, but I was just trying to see what an estimate would be if I needed to have it replaced.
Okay, we can set up an appointment. We're actually offering free roofing inspections in your area.
Oh, in my area?
Yes.
Okay.
And we can check and see if there's anything wrong with it, if it needs to be replaced.
Well, I'm not having any leaks. I just don't know. I just thought maybe they could give me an estimate. When are you in the area?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
When are you in the area? I don't know if it's anything wrong. I'm not having any leaks or anything, and it looks okay, but when are you in the area to do a free estimate? Because I would have to be at home.
Okay, let me check and see what available time frames I have. Because for tomorrow, I have it
It
open.
wouldn't, that wouldn't, I have to work. I can't do it tomorrow.
How
The
about
only times I'm off
Saturday?
work are on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, I have the whole day open available for Saturday.
Okay.
I have an open window from 9 a.m. till 10, and then from 10:30 to 12, and from 12 to 2:30.
Okay, I guess the 12 to 2:30.
12 to 2:30. Okay.
Okay, will you call before you show up in case something comes up and I'm not going to be there so you don't make a blank trip?
Yes, we'll definitely do that. I just need to confirm that the phone number, it's going to be the one that ends on 7333.
That's it.
And I actually don't have your address on here. It just says Houston, Texas. I think you forgot to write down the address. Can I have your address, please? Confirm it.
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second? I'm at work. I have a customer here. Just hold on 1 minute.
Yes, take your time.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Can I help you? It for recruiting? Okay, for what time? 12 o'clock? Okay, let me get you to go ahead and sign in. Help you there so you can get to the back. Okay. Today's 9/11. Oh, somebody took my pen again? What is wrong with people? Yeah, it's in here because I try to keep one because every time I put one out there, somebody steals it. That's crazy. It's 9/11. The time is 11:54. And next you would print your name and then sign your name. And under what organization, don't put anything there and go to the next one and put interview. And the next one would be no. And your tag number is 7418 and you'll stick this on your shirt. Okay, we'll let them know you're here. And you said it's for 12? Okay, I'll call them.
Hello?
Yes, sir, just 1 second.
Okay, take your time.
Okay. Hi, this is the receptionist. Your 12 o'clock is here. Yes, sir, it is 6:05. 630 Lock, L-O-C-H, Langham, L-A-N-G-H-A-M, Drive. And I think I put the rest of it on there. Because I didn't see where it asked for your address. I didn't see that part. Unless I didn't finish it. But it said thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, if you would just give me a call before you head out there to make sure I'm there. And that way you won't make a blank trip.
Okay. And I just need to confirm. You said that the address is 6530 Lock Lanham. Or can you spell it out for me one more time? I didn't really catch it.
The first or the second part?
The whole street name.
L O C is in cat, H is in house. Next word is L A N, G is in go, H A M, drive.
Okay, thank you.
And what's your name?
Jose.
Jose.
Yes.
And you're with Home Buddy.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Okay, so is that all you need?
And also, I just need to confirm your email address.
I put it on there.
It's Varea.Bailey@dps@texas.government.
No, dps.texas. I didn't put that. It's Varea.Bailey@dps.texas.gov. And that's my work email, because my phone doesn't work good with emails. I'm having some issues. That's why you can call me on my phone. But I won't be at work on Saturday, not this job.
Okay.
So is that all you need, sir?
I just need to read a couple of things out to confirm.
Hold on, sir. I'm at work. Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
It is 11:58. Right over by your name, yes, ma'am. And you can throw the little tag outside in the trash. Okay, thank you. You have a good day now. Okay.
I just need to make sure that that basically we have a strict company policy that we can only meet with the property owner. And is that
I
you?
Am the owner.
Okay.
That's why I said call me, because if I'm not there, I don't want anybody at my house if I'm not there. That's why I said call. I am the owner.
And we also need to make sure that all property owners are available for appointment, as we do have many manufacturers, styles, and colors to choose from. This is a major decision. Will your husband will also be available that day?
I don't have a husband. Nobody lives there right now but me. I'm the only one there right now.
Okay, perfect. I will set up the appointment for Saturday at 12 p.m. And I will also be sending you a confirmation email with a text message. And if for any reason you need to postpone your appointment, please call 267-429-4796. We look forward to
Okay, give me,
you.
Hold on. A little bit fast for me. Give me the number again to call.
267-429-4796.
4796?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. We look forward to meeting you on Saturday, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.